About 1,400 voting members of the nation's leading youth organization cast their ballots at an annual meeting in Dallas, Texas. More than 60% of those voting supported the proposal to lift the ban. Gay adults will still be barred from serving as scout leaders, and debate around that will likely continue in the months, maybe years to come. But Doug Nelson, scout executive with the Miami Valley Council, says with yesterday's ruling, the scouts can focus on their true mission.
This allows us to unite as a scouting family and allow all youth the opportunity to be a part of the scouting program and benefit from the many things that scouting has to offer. I think that there are those probably still that believe that the leadership standard for adults could or should be changed, and that's a discussion for another day.
The voting delegates first gathered Wednesday night, and members were able to express their viewpoints on the issue. Then Thursday, they got back together for the official membership meeting, where they voted on the resolution to lift the ban. Nelson says that when the result of the vote was announced, he felt the reaction was palpable.
The Boy Scouts have been involved in a process related to this topic since late January, early February. And I think that the reaction I felt in the room today was more a sense of relief that the decision has been made, and we can all get back to doing what we do best, which is affecting the lives of young people in a positive way with the scouting program.
With yesterday's decision will come criticisms that the resolution went too far or that it didn't go far enough, and the scouts could see their donor levels affected as a result. Of the more than 100,000 scouting units in the U.S., 70% are chartered by religious institutions. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.